Mr. Daniel Shane about your show Falk. Okay, so we talked about the concept of Kfela, having gone to a guy, and we discussed the idea of Dafke a professional, because and we have two pshatim, either because professional could find the nuances that the other one can't, and then the Rashba didn't like that pshat. And the other pshat was that because umen lo moro, umnose, you have no modus. But what's the din by a regular goy? What's the din by a regular goy? If you go to a regular goy, what's the halacha? So there is a din quoted here in the Gemara in Bava Kamma on page 15. Starts really on page 14. Amar Yochanan ben Broka nemenis isho katan lomar mikan yotzo nochil ze. Say you have a drove of bees. Drove of bees, and we don't know who owns the bees. So somebody is allowed to say, "I saw them coming out of so and so's backyard." Presumably, that he was the owner, and who could say that? An isha, even a katan. So the question is, how could an isha katan give edus about something? This is mominous. Who's going to be the owner of the bees? That's the Gemara's Kasha on page 15. On Kuv Yudalam and Beis. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm broken, and menace Isha V'Katan. Versus Isha V'Katan, but the Edus Ninu? Versus I'm Rabbi Yehuda, I'm Rashmur, Hachem, I'm Skin, Gosha, Yubal, I'm Ratfim, Acharem, V'Isha V'Katan, Masichim, V'Fitumam. Omer mikan yotze nochel ze. Whereas the Bailim were running after them, they were running away, and an isha and cotton were just. There is a concept in halacha called mesiach lefi tumo. Masiach lefi tumo. Masiach lefi tumo means when somebody is speaking without the knowledge that their words are being counted upon for edus. In other words, they're having a casual conversation about something. And sometimes people who are not normally neman about things, that's only if they're going in the route of edus. But if you're mesiach lefitumo, meaning you're, of course, mesiach means to talk, lefitumo means without any real intent, lefitumo. And you say, you're in a conversation, no one said, oh, I want you to come and give halachic testimony of who owns the bees, where do you see the bees coming from? You're just zogging. Balam Rashi of Hev, Isha v'kat nosichin lefituma, v'omer mikan yotza nochil ze. Amrav Ashi, so therefore, maybe that's good. So the Gemara says, Ein mesiach lefituma kosher el edus isha belvad. The mesiach lefituma, Rav Ashi says, is only good for Edus Isha. Edus Isha means for Aguna cases. Meaning, Aguna means that a husband's missing. Your husband's missing. So she doesn't know what happened to her husband. If he comes back, fine. But if not, she wants to remarry. So if you have somebody who's normally not Neman for Edus, like, but they're Masich Lefitumo, Isha, whatever. She said, she was talking to somebody and said, I saw this man, he was dead, and whatever. So then we believe her even to what? To have someone else remarry. So it's only a special heter for Aguna. So the case over here, the bees, is not Aguna. So Amar Ravina Rashi, Lo Harei Nachash Al Dvar Masich Lefitumo Hu, Shani Nachash Al Dvar D'Kinyan D'Rabbanan Hu. So he says it's a Kinyan D'Rabbanan. In other words, meaning you never really get to own a bee. You don't really make a real Kinyan on a bee. Pick it up, put it in your hand. So there's a Kinyan D'Rabbanan that if it's we see that it was in your possession, so then it could be yours. But the whole concept of ownership by a bee is always D'Rabbanan. So that's what the Gemara says, that when it comes to a din D'Rabbanan, then Masich Lefitumo, even by Psulei Edus, is Neman. By the Daraisa, you need Dafka what? Only by Aguna. So one Daraisa, it's Neman, and all the others are what? Are the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan case is Neman, and Rashi says, where's the Rashi? Leidus Isha, Shama min hatinokos, Shri Omrim Hari Anu Holchim Lisba Vlikvor Ish Ploni. In other words, so little kids could say that what? That they went to the burial of this man. And they'd be Neman. Even though they don't have normal Nemanis. Yeah, one second.
What we see by Kim Shiko, though, you don't actually
right, if you caused it, but maybe even if you didn't cause it, that's if you did cause the Mashiach. But he's saying that it could be here maybe even if you didn't cause the Mashiach, perhaps. But that's the general idea that you're saying maybe there could be a Daraisa by B also, yeah. Right. Yeah, that's a good question. He says, "Kidney drabanon." Rashi says, "Ein kan gezel el medarke shalom." Yeah. Okay. I have to think about it. That's a good question.
By Sefer Torah, won't we ask a child identify
the letter? This comes up once in a while when we're not sure of the letter. We take a child. Right. But that's not right, so that's just a
child because the child
doesn't know
the context of the letter.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just to identify something. It's not the question whether
it's not Adus.
And it might not even be a Daraisa, because it could be Kriya Satorah doesn't need a Sefer Torah Midaraisa. You know, the Rambam sheet is you could read what from a Chumash. You know, the Rambam sheet is you could read Kriyas HaTorah from a Chumash. Why? So why don't we do that? The answer is we don't have Chumash. Chumash means we have a Sefer Torah, right? Chamisha Chumash Torah. Chumash means you have a scroll just of Bereishis, or just of Shmos, just of Vayikra. That's a Chumash. What we have today, that's not a Chumash. It's not even a Chumash. You know, like you have Nevi'im, you have Yeshaya, you have Yirmiyahu, and scrolls. So they used to have a Bereishis, a Shmos, that's called a Chumash. So the Rambam says you can read the Kriyas HaTorah from a Chumash. So do we rely on this Rambam? Yes or no? What?
I guess not.
I guess. So we really do rely on this Rambam. How so?
Oh yeah, he holds that if there's a psalm in another Chumash, if there's a psalm in Sefer Shemos, he can read the command from Bereishis.
No, even if there's a psalm in Bereishis. In other words, this is the $20 million question. How come when there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah, when we take out a new Torah, so how come we don't go back from the beginning and read from the beginning? Right? We don't do that. We just take off from it. So the answer is, Beis Yosef says, the Poskim say, was relying on the Rambam, that you really could. So for Lagabi, what we read already, you rely on the Rambam that you don't need a kosher Sefer Torah.
Okay,
that's right.
One of the shalos that the rabbi has to answer without looking
it
up.
Yeah. Okay. So this is the story that Masiach Lefi Tumo works for the Rabbanans, and for what? And for Eidus Isha, Heter Aguna. This person gives testimony, Masiach Lefi Tumo, not real testimony, that she saw that the husband died, the husband of another man, of another woman rather, died. So then she has no manus. So now, let's see. Yeah, there's the manus you saw for Eidus Isha. Yeah, we read that Rashi.
Yeah.
Right. So now, how does it come in with kashrus? What's the story with kashrus? Does kashrus work? Could you? So, what's the pashup shot? What should be the din by kashrus? If you have a not a kfeila, but a regular, but he's masif lefi tumo. No, so what should be the din? Right, but is it always the Rabbanan?
No. Those cases are lach v'lach ein amina.
So those are the Raisa, right?
The Rashba said it's okay to have a plain goy.
Yeah, so let's see that Rashba. Where does the Rashba say it? What page? Let's see. Yeah, let's see.
The line starts with the word Be'inyan.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Can't you can? So he says like this: when you get an uman. Okay, Kevin, ik feila, the first word of the line is kfeila. ikfela hu afilu sholimus over yodea. In other words, by kfeila, by a professional, even though you tell him, this, I'm asking you because for religious reasons I need to know whether you feel this taste in it. So that's not Masiach Litvitumo. That's so therefore, when it comes to a kfeila, so the demonis is Masiach Lefi, then it's real demonis was Uman Nomara Nafshei. So then what? So then you can ask him directly. That I'm asking you for halakhic reasons. That's not Masiach Lefi Tumo. That's Afil Shalom Musov Yodeshal Inyan Isr Vehetzer Shalom Musov. Because even though we ask him and he knows why we're asking him. Somchim Alav. We will trust him. V'lo Be'ina Masiach Lefi Tumo Talomara Nafshe. V'Masiach Lefi Tumo Afilu Shar B'nei Adam. So if it's Masiach Lefi Tumo, then even what? Even Edigoy. So the big question that's going to be asked is, and then he writes at the end, V'esh Machmirim T'losam Chinon Al Akfeila U'Masiach Lefi Tumo. And there's a shita that says you need both. You need a Kfeila and Masiach Lefi Tumo. Pashup Shad is Kfeila doesn't need Masiach Lefi Tumo. You understand? And a regular guy is Masiach Lefi Tumo. So the big question is how does it work with Masiach Lefi Tumo by a guy if a lot of cases are Daraisa and Kashrus is not Aguna and it's not a lot of cases are Daraisa by Kashrus. So then how is it going to be Mutter? Good question. So, let's see. Let's take a look first in the Halakha Trumas Hadeshin. On page 16. So let's see the case. Sheila. Konu beitzim en anochru biyontif shachal lios achar ha-shabbos. Let's say yontif falls out on a Sunday. And you bought eggs from a goy on Sunday, yontif. You paid him for it before, whatever. Now, the question is like this. The halacha is, if you ever learn Masech the Beitza, that if an egg is born on Sunday of Yontif. Sunday of Yontif. The egg was born. There's an Isser Daraisa to eat that egg. It's Hachana Daraba. Because the Gemara says any egg that was born on any day was really finished inside its mother's, inside the mother the day before. So if an egg was born on Sunday, the day after Shabbos, which was a yontif, that meant that it was prepared to be hatched, to come out, on when? On Shabbos. And the din of Rabbah is that Shabbos can't be mechin for yontif. We're not talking about mechin in terms of me preparing. Hashem, Mishamayim. Hashem prepared the egg to come out, so it can't, so therefore, if you would eat it, an egg that was born on Motzai Shabbos, or Sunday, that happens to be Yontif, it's an Issa Daraisa to eat that egg. So comes a goy and says, no, these eggs, even though you got them on Sunday Yontif, they were really born a couple of days before. So the question is, could we rely on this guy to eat these eggs? Because potentially there's what? An Issa Daraisa here. And so he says, Yira, the lo sharinu lehu, the lo samchino advar shal nochri. We don't really trust him. Afil masich lefi tumo. Why? The chashin and dilma noldu biyantif. Maybe they were born on yantif, and that means they were finished inside the mother the day before, which was Shabbos. V'havi asurim d'oraisa. Well, the Shabbos umitam achana. V'halki posav rav alfas b'resh beitza the kaimulon. Rabba, the sovereign Beitza Asura Midoraisa, beyond the Vahar Shabbos, Mishum Hachana. Issa Doraisa lo sabchina nochi Masiach lefi tumo. And when it comes to Issa Doraisa, we don't rely on Masiach lefi tumo. Because the Ein Masiach lefi tumo kosher ala be'edash isha. Mishuya dakil barabonu v'shar mili drabonu. The lo be Issa Doraisa.
Even if it's born on a plane foundation,
the plane.
It was born on Sunday. It's the chashas that it was born on Shabbos, so it's not a Sunday. We shouldn't be able to.
No. Why not? Because the Chana the Rabbah means that Shabbos can't be making for Yontif.
It could be making for the Sunday.
Shabbos can't be made for. Then they made a gezeira maybe, but the Issa d'Oraisa is only when it comes to Yontif after Shabbos. So he says that how the kasa of Mordechai, first word in one is halacha. How the kasa of Mordechai b'reish beitza, the nochim v'sich tivun neman al beitzim should also call him Yontif. Yishlomu dahi ayri b'yontif da alma. She'enu lachar Shabbos. Over the day basis, you know that in a surah al gzeira derabana, right? Well, all the beyond the shachar Shabbos, the ikah chashasha deraisa lo chosamchin olah in economy. When that, then he says, "You told me how to bring a pair of geranosha the mim be'enu mina amru rabana l'tom kfeila." But the question is, the Gemara says by mim be'enu mina, he should get a kfeila. We saw that Gemara on Monday. So how can we get a kfeila mim be'enu mina? How are you going to get it? If he's an Uman, I understand. But if he's not an Uman, Uperish Rashi, what does Rashi say? The Samchina Lach Feilah, the Nochim Masiach Lefi Tumo. Right? So let's take a look here. We saw it. Take a look on page 1 in the packet. What did Rashi say? The Tamek Feilah, Nachtam, Ovi Kachavim, Shvinu Mutal, Usmachalav Lefi Tumo. So Rashi says, in other words, Tosa says what? It's talking about an Uman. But Rashi doesn't say that on page 1. Rashi says it's a regular guy. And it's Masiach Lefi Tumo. So Perek, the Terumah Sadesh, and so how does that work? Yeah. So you know what he says? You know what he says? The Terumah Sadesh? That Rashi holds that Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanan. The Nechanami. The whole idea of that Mimbe Inamino is the Raisa, that's the old Rabbi Natam. But if you hold Rashi Lishitasa, right? Rashi Shita is that the Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanan. So if you hold the Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanan, then even if Tam Ki Iker is the Rabbanan, so it's Rashi Lishitasa. But in the Hanami, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, the Tam Ki Iker is the Raisa and Yishishim is the Raisa, so then in the Hanami it's not going to work. Rashi was only able to say that is because Rashi Lishitasa. Remember, we saw this before that Rabbeinu Tam Shita is Tamkik is the Raisa, Hefer in this topic. But Rashi Shita is that Midaraisa is Batal Barov. And after that, the concept of Shishim and Mimashainamino is only a Drabanan. So Rashi Lishitasa who holds that Mimshein Amino, the concept of Shishim, Tamki Iker, is a Dinder Rabbanon. So Mimela, what? Nilwat. You can have a guy being Neman, Masiach Lafitumo, and Mimshein Amino. But we hold Toysis Shita is that Mimshein Amino, Tamki Iker, the requirement of Shishim, is a Dinder Raisa. So Mimela, that's Tosu L'Shitosu, that says it has to be talking about an Uman. And the Uman, Lomar and Nose, that works on the Din D'Oraisa, as we saw, it works for all these cases that we discussed on Monday, Heter Aguna and other things, etc.
Not all these cases involve professional expertise. I mean, the reason we are so much on a failure is because of Lomar Nafshe. The concept of Lomar Nafshe doesn't really come into play by Eidus Isha. So that's why you need Messiah to be Tumah, because Mara Nafshe is not talk about these kinds of testimony.
Why? No. Anything a woman says.
What kind of Mara Nafshe is there?
Because if a woman says something, and it's not true, so now people are not going to go to him anymore.
Yeah, but that's only by Te'ima, right? If a guy says that these eggs were hatched before Shabbos.
Well, if a guy sells eggs, say that's his field, and then he's saying, "Oh, it was really born."
So there he has a chazoka also of Lomar Nafshe?
Could be, yeah.
But is professionalism involved in determining that, is there?
It depends. If he sells eggs, then he has to... then it's professional. When you sell something, the thing you sell, you have to know. Is it fresh? Is it not fresh? That's part of your...
Uh-huh.
You go to the guy who sells bagels, and he tells you they're fresh bagels, and then they're not fresh, so you're not going to be happy with it.
That's all right. That's ruins his reputation.
Yeah.
Would you say that in case where experience are possible to find out whenever he lies?
Oh, so let's see. Good point. So now let's look in the Shach and the Taz on page 17. They discussed this question as well. Because in Shulchan Aruch it says, Yisrush Nesatim Heter Min Meshay Namino, Yogan Chol Shunasar Bebosa, Yitamenu Goy, Im Omer Shem Botam Cholov Vash Omer Sheyesh Botam Elo Pogam Mutter Vushal Yitzov Tzarek Shalo Yedda Shesom Chim Alov. So it says Tzarek Sheyed, page 19, Tzarek Shalo Yedda Shesom Chim Alov, meaning has to be Mesich Letiv Tumo, that's by a regular guy. Im Ein Sham Goy Letomo Masharim B'Shishim V'cheinim. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch clearly says you can get a regular guy. It just has to be. So the question is, what's on the Shulchan Aruch? Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins Tam Kikir's Daraisa Pashtus. We had a discussion whether it's the Chumra or the Kula, right? But we hold Tam Kikir's Daraisa. So then, how could the Shulchan Aruch paskin the Masiach Lefituma works? He's talking about Cholav Shenasarav Bebosar. That's a Daraisa. And according to the Truma Sadeshan, the only reason it works is because Rashi Lishitoso, who holds Tam Kikir as the Rabbanan. But we hold Tam Kikir as the Raisa, so then it's a kasha in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's see, so the Shach talks about this. Yeah, let's look further down. The first word on the line is Mahani. Like three quarters of the way down on the right side, Mahani. Vim Tomar, Tikshi L'Rashba, Amai Mahani Mesich L'Fitumo. V'Yishlomar, the Sover Karashi. That was always, right? Rashi Shita is the Rabbanan. The Tema, the V'Yishlomar, Posuk Behedya, Tors HaBayis, that it's the right, Rabbeinu Tam. That is the Raisa. The Dokok Lomar came into Kosovo Mikomokam Lunium Psachaloch and Ismach of Rabbeinu Tam, Piri Balalochas. He came to Pasuk of Asai, on Mishum Chumra, Mahani Svarsa Makilim. For the Chumra Sadeshin, Stover, the Gamaki Svarsa Rabbeinu Tam, Liski Svarsa Makilim. So what's the answer? So take, you'll go further now, on page 19. He goes ahead and head, look at the arrow on the left side of the page. Kach ner li l'chalek, the davka hecha de leka l'meka malav de milso, u de engloi mesich l'vitu modem on bis Torah. Aval min b'shein aminu came into ikan l'meka malav de milso latim olu kfeila, sabchina Allah. Whereas if the guy says, I don't taste it, right? I don't taste that there's milk in the meat. But then someone else is going to be able to taste it. In other words, and then some other person or Yisrael will now taste it and will be able to tell that he was lying. So when do we say that, so we have a new idea here that, see, if a guy tells me something and I have no way of verifying it whether it's the truth or not, so then he's not Neman unless it's a Darabanan or Masich Lefitumo. But if he tells me something and I'll never know if it's true or not, he tells me that so-and-so borrowed, someone did something, and I don't know whether he did it or not or what happened. I have no way of verifying it. And see, food, I'll taste it and see if he's telling me the truth or not. But something that I can't verify, that a goy is not neman. But by food, whether the milk is tasteable in the meat, is verifiable. Because if he says that it's not, then I'm going to eat it. And then I'll see for myself. And then if I see that, then I'll see that he's lying or he's not lying. So therefore, he has an emunus, even by a deraisa, by Masich Lefitumo, even by a deraisa, if it's something that we could verify ourselves after he gives us Eidus. So that's the Shach's Yisod. So therefore, even though the rule is normally Masich Lefitumo is not believed only by a derabanan, here it will be believed. That's the Shach's theory. See, Truma Sadeshin said, no, it's only Masich Lefitumo, it's only Rashi Lishitaso, those Tam Kikir Derabanan. So the Shach has the Kasha, but the Shulchan Aruch is paskening Masich Lefitumo works, and the Shulchan Aruch paskens Tam Kikir's Doraisa. So then it's a stira. Because how could it be Neman, Masich Lefitumo, if it's an Indian of a deraisa and it's not the Eidus Isha? So that's the Shach's Teretz. The Taz, so the Shach's Teretz is that if it's verifiable, then we will believe him, because he's not going to want to lie, because we'll be able to check up on him.
Isn't it from the Gra? Doesn't the Gra have the same Teretz?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the Gra has the same Teretz. Okay. And now the Taz, on page 17, the bottom arrow on the left side, I mean the bottom arrow in the Taz. Nearly the Rashba Rosh Vile, the Hadam Rehim Begozel, the Ein Masich Tivu Neman B'Mili D'Raisa, Hainu B'Midi D'Boy Eidus, Stavka. In other words, certain things like bumminus, you need edus. Isiv heter doesn't really need edus. Erechad neman, even a woman is neman by isiv heter. So he says, erechad neman bisurin, right? So he says, so over here you don't really need real edus, So therefore, Masech Lefitumo is going to work even by a Daraisa. Because when you need real Eidus, like, who owns this? The monetary, who owns this moment? Okay, so that's the story. So those are the two terutzim. The Shach says, milso davuli l'gluye, if it's something that it's going to be able to be known about, it's mutter, and the Taz says, if it's something that you don't really need edus about, then Masech Lefi Tubo could be believed even by a Daraisa. Now, okay, so these are the now let's go back to the discussion of when do you use a kfeila and when do you use shishim. And the Prima Gadim claims there are four opinions on this matter. So let's see the four opinions that the Prima Gadim espouses. What page?
20.
Page 20. Here. Hine dala deyas yesh. So the first is das Rashi, tarti binin, shishim ukfela. So Rashi shita. If you look on the bottom, on page 2, on the bottom, Peshishim heka de batina velo yoiv taima. Inami lekla meka matayim go nim amino, avol heka de batina velo yoiv taima, ulam taima lo batil. The concept of shishim is, we also checked that there was no tam, and there's shishim. In other words, you need both. Rashi shita is you need both. You have to be boidek to see if there's tam, and there's shishim. If you have both of them, then it's mutter. But if you don't have both of them, even though you weren't margish the tam, but there was no shishim, That's not good enough. You need shishim and kfeila.
The Rashi defines kfeila as a plain gold.
Whatever the kfeila is, basically.
Not an expert.
Yeah.
Rashi requires both, doesn't he?
We just said that.
No, not in this. That the kfeila has to be, pituma and expert.
Okay, that's number one. Number two. Das Ramban shishim sagi. Shishim is enough, if you know the shishim. Kfeila, be'eli yodea kama hayahay isser, sabchina kfeila. Well, really you need shishim. But if we don't know how much it is, so we don't know if there's shishim or not, so then we rely on the kfeila. But the best thing is if you know the shishim and you know the proportions, you know how much fell in, you know how much there was in before. So once you have shishim, that's it. That's all you need. If you don't know how the shishim, if you have shishim, then you work with a kfeil. Rashi shita is, even if you know you have shishim, well, you still have to get a kfeil. That's Shitas Rashi. The Ramban says...
Well, why does Rashi hold that? Why does Rashi hold that Tom Tanki or the Rabbonim yet his marker here?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Why do you need Shitas?
If he holds Tanki or the Rabbonim, why...
He's saying it's counterintuitive. That he's the one who's holding it's the Rabbanan and that he's being machmir.
Same question on the Rabbah.
Yeah, we're not up to the Rabbah. Yeah, good question. Sometimes...
That's the view of the
consultation. Maybe it's honest theorem.
Meaning sometimes you're machmir and the Rabbanan.
Right.
That's the second. The third sheet of the Ri. So v'shishim l'chud okfeilo. Pachos v'shishim. You have two tracks. You can, if the shishim, it's good enough. If you don't know how to mashire, then kfeil is good, even if you don't know, even if it's pachos v'shishim. So if you got a kfeila, pachos v'shishim, that's also good. The Ramban says, "You got to, if you give a shai b'shishim, you got to do shishim. And if kfeil is, if you don't know if there's shishim, right? And the Ramban is this fourth opinion." The Be'ika Kfeila Tzarek Kfeila. The Kfeila is the best. And if there's a Kfeila there, you must use the Kfeila. It's not like the sheet of that it's one or the other, like the Ri. You need the Kfeila. And once the Kfeila says it's okay, even if you don't have Shishim.
The Ri holds the same thing.
Yeah, but the Ri holds that you can do shishim. If you want to do shishim, you can do shishim. You don't have to do the kfeil. But the Rama says you have to do the kfeil.
Must use the kfeil if available.
Yeah. And that's the Rambam here. On... here. Yeah, what page? Yeah, what page?
Five.
Which Where's Kfeila?
Rambam never mentions Kfeila.
He mentions the Basma Kola.
Yeah, no, he does.
He mentions the Basma
Kola. Let me see if we have it. One second.
Yeah,
on page 12. That is the story. That's the Rambam. Now, if you look in the Ramah, there's a famous Ramah on page 19. So the Mechaber. And that's how the Mechaber quotes the Rambam. Mechaber quotes the Rambam. That Yitamenu Goy, on page 17, Yitamenu Goy. If there's no Goy, then you work with Shishim. And the Ramah says on page 19, Ve'ein Nogin Akshav Lismoch HaGoy. That we're not knowing to rely on a goy. And we've a shara and a kol b'shishim. So the question at hand is, why is that? Okay, the goy should be the best. So if you look in the Shach, question is, what's the reason for the chumrah of the Ramah? So take a look on page 17 in the last five lines in the Shach. M'chutani ha'oluf ha'meromam v'reina Rav Gershon. Who is that? Rav Gershon Kitever. Okay. He's what the I think Rabbi Jachter is related to him. Page 17. Five lines from the bottom. On the right side. Hiksha Gamkan al Chumas Adesh, Arosh Yosem, Tasu Kfeilam, Kain Lav, Taim Mishum Dulamora, Taim Mishum Rinkim Nale, Sheadir Lahafkin Batam. Right, that was the idea, that maybe the whole idea of a uman is that he is mafkin betam. So if you look here, okay, so now look at the Rebbe Kivager. Where's the Rebbe Kivager?
Maybe the bottom of
19. Yeah, bottom of 19. Lo yadati tam nochen b'zeh. He says, he doesn't know a good reason why we're not so mech on the goy anymore. Ulai yish lomad anach hashinu l'mchumras kol hashitas. He says, maybe we're choshesh from all the cheetahs. Kind of the chashin and Dilma. Dilma, here page 21. Kfeila hainu masiach lefituma. Ukfeila, right? We saw that cheetah, the Rashba. Then maybe you need both. A kfeila and a masiach lefituma. Ukfeila mitzad bekiyas. And like Rav Gershon Kitever said, that the kfeil is mitzad his expertise, not mitzad l'umen l'um. Him came, but l'umen siach tifulon l'ekrech et teira. L'umen siach tifit tumo, gam kein, ein matir in the chashin, the heter lav mishum mishkich l'ufit tumo. Deinu neman al-beid d'shishim, heter the kfeil mitam l'omar u'mnosei. In other words, if it's, you can't get everything in. Because if it's a din, kfeila is, it could either be because of the expertise of the taste, or it could be because uman lo marim nase. But if it's because of uman lo marim nase, then it's only if he's speaking in what? Not in Masich Lefitumo. Because if a kfeila is Masich Lefitumo, then he's not going to lose his job. Because he wasn't telling it in a professional context. He was just schmoozing. So therefore, if it's kfeila, it might dafka have to be not Masich Lefitumo. So you can't have every, but there's a sheet that says you need both. Because that sheet is holding that what? That the idea of kfeila is a din of what? The expertise. So therefore, it has to be, and it has, should also be Masich Lefitumo. So those two can be compatible. But if you hold that kfeila is a din of umar lomar munose, then it's not going to be compatible with Masich Lefitumo. So then you'll maybe be able to be yotze all the days. Because Masich Lefitumo and kfeila can only work if kfeila is a din in the expertise, not a din in umar lomar munose. But if it's a din of umar lomar munose, then it's dafka if he's not Masich Lefitumo, and therefore if he is Masich Lefitumo, then you won't have the nemanos of uman lo marum nase, and mamela you'll never be able to fulfill all the shitas. So mamela they they got rid of the whole halacha. Well, if he's a b'isid rabbanon, but what about? And Masich Lefitumo kfeila mitzad bekiyas. If Cain, the lo Masich Lefitumo lech hetera. Masich Lefitumo gam Cain ein matirin. The chashin and the heter lavi for Masich Lefitumo deino nemun el bei the shishav heter the kfeila mitam lo marim nosi. Be ino dafka shaloye Masich Lefitumo. Kmo shekosav hashach b'shem Moreno Harav Gershon. So right, the Rav Gershon Kitever, right? That it's that it. If it's Masich Lefitumo, if it's a din of umar lomar nase, then it has to be dafka, not Masich Lefitumo. Fitum. Elanu l'hati b'kfeilu Masich Lefitumo, l'lom edachashin l'shitas Rashi, lo shishim lo mahani ti'ima, imkei gal matim Yisrael lo mahani. Okay, so, right, but Timas Yisrael maybe could still work, by Truma, etc. But that's Rabbi Kivager's work.
Acquiescing to what you really want, you want to happen. I mean, people can read, you know, foreign language, etc.
Yep.
And if your servant gives you a Masich Lefitumo hetzer, they know you're going to be happy. It just seems.
Yeah. Okay.
Where they say Lefitumo by definition doesn't cover that. Masich Lefitumo means he doesn't know what your intentions are or what
Well,
how do you prove that?
Not like Jarama is the age of all the cheaters, because now everyone holds that you can accept that cheat, but you have a kfeila. So like that's what do you gain? You have cheaters by Masich Lefitumo and that has them, but you're not being the age of all the cheaters by that whole thing. You have to use a kfeila, you could have a kfeila. You can't send that cheat.
Right, because he doesn't pass to me like that.
Right.
But with the sheet is that he's working with. Right, okay, you're right. Within that track of, you know. Okay, Ramosa, maybe there might be a little bit left, but we're almost ready to go, I think, to the next packet. But the next packet is going to say that my favorite Terence to discussion of the Placey. That will do Bezos on Monday. So Bezos in next week is... Well, we should have regular chair Monday, Wednesday, right? Erev Thanksgiving, still Yibod Yom. So you can still have chair Yibod Yom. If you have to go somewhere, you try to beat the traffic, you know. Beat the traffic. Thanksgiving Day traffic. This. Okay, Rabotai. Shalom.